shop. The next time you come back, I'll call the police.
Mama Mango! Mama Mango!
Yes, my friends.
Are you okay with that man disturbing you?
That thief never gives me peace. He always came to disturb me here at my shop.
That is not good. I can see he has upset you.
Yes, but I know what to do. Let's sing a song.
Yes!
Thank you, children. You just helped me to calm down. Before we sing that song, I was upset. But now, I feel much better.
Mama Mango, are you sure that singing a song can help someone calm down when they are upset?
Yes. Singing a song works for me. Does it work for you? Now that you are here, let's catch up with Both and Yodoth and see what they do to calm down when they are upset. Let's listen.
But what is that you are making?
Yodoth, you just observe. You will know when I'm done making it.
But you are dirtying yourself, walking in the mud.
Don't worry. I will wash my hand afterward.
Wait, it looks like you are making a car out of mud.
Yes, you got it.
Wow, Both, I didn't know that you are good at molding.
Look, how is it?
Wow.
If you can get a paint and paint this car very well, it will look so real.
Thank you for appreciating. I will put it on the sun to dry and therefore put it in our house as a decoration.
That's good of you, Both. Let me see it.
But are you seeing it?
Please. I just want to hold it.
Okay. Be careful. It is not yet dry.
Wow. This is very nice. I think I am going to make mine too.
Sure. You should. No. Yodoth, be careful. Yodoth, what did you just do?
I am sorry, Both. It was an accident.
But I told you it is not dry yet. You mean it, didn't you?
No, I did not mean to break it. Please forgive me.
Yodoth, I want my car. I want my car the way it was.
Please, Both. I'm so sorry.
Do not be sorry. When you clearly meant to break it, you were just jealous of my car.
Both, please put that mud down. Please don't throw mud on me. I understand you are mad at me, but please.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Both, why are you counting?
5, 4, 3, 2. One. I can now start all over again and make another one.
Oh, sure. I will even help you to gather more mud for you to make even a bigger one.
That is fine. You are forgiven.
Wow, Both, how did you manage to calm down? I thought you were going to throw mud at me.
I was. I simply counted down from 10 up to 1. It gave me a time to relax and calm down.
Wow! I should also look for a way to calm down every time I am upset.
Wow! Did you listen to that?
Yes, Mama!
Yes, Mama! Yes!
Everyone gets big feelings sometimes. We get angry, or sad, scared, or nervous, even extremely excited. You can always find a way to calm them down, like Both. Do you have a way in which you calm down when you feel strong emotions?
Yes, Mama Mango. For me, when I am upset, I get a piece of paper and draw a picture.
Interesting. And how does drawing a picture help you to calm down?
By the time I finish drawing the picture, I find that I have already forgotten about whatever made me angry.
Wow, that is very interesting. And you, what do you do to calm down when you are upset?
Mama Mango, me, I walk away.
Don't laugh at her. So, Tell us more about it.
When I get angry, I don't want to see the person who has upset me. So I walk away to a silent place. Or getting some space from what's making me upset calms me down.
And when you walk away, do you feel better?
Yes, after some time, I can even come back and play with that person.
Wow! So, everyone here and even you who are listening, think about what you can do to help you to calm down. It may be counting, taking a walk, or something else, like deep breathing, talking to a trusted friend, or some physical activity, like dancing or running. Now, I have a very interesting song that I want to teach you. Before I lose my cool,
before I lose my cool,
I close my eyes and count.
I close my eyes and count.
From 1 up to 20.
From 1 up to 20.
To stay calm and breezy.
To stay calm and breezy.
Before I lose my cool.
Before I lose my cool.
I get a pen and a book.
I get a pen and a book.
And start to draw a picture.
And start to draw a picture.
That's where I stay calm, aha.
That's where I stay calm.
Aha, very good. That was so nice. Clap for yourselves.
Yes!
Now, before I let you go back to your homes, I have a very interesting story for you. I will ask you to sit down and listen. It's called The Shouting Bird. Once upon a time, in a big old tree, there lived a monkey and a bird. The monkey lived in a tree with its children, and the bird to live with its children. Every early morning, the bird will wake up with its children and start singing a song. Wow, that was nice and sweet. So, while the bird sang, the monkey and her children, who would be enjoying their morning sleep, always felt bad.
Mamango, the monkeys were right to get upset because morning sleep is so sweet.
I know. So, one morning, the monkey planned to do something about it.
Did the monkey fight the birds?
No. The mother monkey approached the bird very angry. When the mother bird heard from her, she asked, "Mother monkey, do we give thanks?" Then mother monkey said, "No, we only want you to give us peace."
And what did mother bird say?
So, mother bird explained, "The song you hear singing is thanksgiving, praying for our shelters. The big old tree has given us a home, wonderful home for food and our family. So, you can always join us to thank the tree for its shelters and fruit."
And then what happened after?
Shut
what?
Up!
You can listen in it from our mango.
The mother bird started to sing with its children in a mother monkey song. Its children also joining in to sing. She also joined, and they start to sing together. From that day onwards, the bird and the monkey continue to sing together. The song of the birds was no longer bother the monkeys. They lived happily thereafter.
Thank you, Mama Mango!
Wow! So, how did the monkey manage the situation?
The monkeys decided to join the birds in the singing, and the noise was no longer a bother to them.
Oh. Wow! Sometimes we get upset at things our friends do, but somehow we can always get the solution. Calming down helps us to avoid fighting. Fighting can get us hurt or hurt others. Thank you for visiting my shop, and for those listening, thank you very much. I hope you have been able to play and learn. My name is Mama Mango. See you next time.
ይህ ፕሮግራም በኢንተርናሽናል ሬስኪው ኮሚቴ ተዘጋጅቶ በፕሌይ ማተርስ ፕሮጀክት እና በሌጎ ፋውንዴሽን ትብብር የቀረበ ነው።